Pastor George Bogle as he comes to bring us a word this morning. Amen.
May the Lord bless us all today. As I have found that preparing for this service has been something that God has ministered to me in a powerful way. And I want to take you to Revelation chapter 3 in the Living Bible in verse 8. It says, I know you well. You aren't strong, but you have tried to obey and have not denied my name. Therefore, I have opened a door to you that no one can shut. And the words that I loved so much as I read them is that you've tried to obey. And I've wanted to be a better husband. I've tried. I've wanted to lose weight. I've tried. I've wanted to do better in other areas. I've tried. And Lord, if I'm tried, bless me. I haven't succeeded, but I've tried. Oh, am I so glad I've tried. I rejoiced when I saw those words, you've tried. There's only one problem. In the original, those words weren't there. That is in a translation that I enjoy, but that's not what was said. God not only wants you to try, He says you can make it. He says you can do it. He said, I will bless you. And as I took this scripture and I thought, oh, all those people that are going to be here today that are trying are going to be encouraged. And I went to bed after I had come to the place where I thought, this service is going to be precious. And as I was sleeping, I've never had it happen before, but God came to me when I was sleeping and He said, I want you to change your message. I want to give you a scripture. I want you to change your message. And before we change it, let's look and see what was in the original. Because I read all the different translations that I've got, and they all pretty much stay with King James. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and has not denied my name. You've kept my word. You've done what I wanted you to do. You have kept my word. Listen, God wants you to succeed. He's not just asking you to try, but God is wanting us to be able to be blessed to accomplish His will. But the scripture that Jesus gave me is found in Isaiah chapter 40 in verse 29. He gives power to the tired and worn out and strength to the weak. He giveth power to the tired and worn out and strength to the weak. God is wanting you to succeed. He's coming to give you power. If you know what you ought to get done, He gives you power. You need to lose weight, He gives you power. You need to be a better husband, He gives you power. You need to be a better wife, He gives you power. You need to serve God better, He gives you power. Thank God He gives you power. We gotta understand it's not just that we want to do. I want to do your will, Lord. Run, hallelujah, and don't be weary. And so we go on in this passage, and it says here, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up, up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When you are blessed of the Lord, you can run and not be weary. You can walk and not be faint. You can get on in your life. You can be blessed of the Lord. He's God who not only wants you to want, He wants you to be a testimony. He wants you to declare, the Lord, He touched me. God gave me this scripture. I was sleeping, and He awakened me and said, put this in the message. I've never had Him do it to me before, but I want to tell you, God can do something for you that is new. He can bring something blessed into your life that hasn't been. I had a message that I was all rejoicing in, and I thought it's good, but God said, it's not what I want. We gotta get what God wants, not just what we want, but what God wants. Hallelujah. And I tell you, it's a little disappointment when you think you got it made and you find out I didn't have it made as good as I thought. But I tell you right now, if you know it's the Lord that has interrupted your moment, praise Him and rejoice. And this day, I'm not preaching the message that I wanted to preach, but I'm preaching the message He wanted me to preach. He wants to strengthen you. And not just give you a desire to do what's right. Because in my mind, at the beginning, I thought of all the people that want to do the right thing, and it's not been easy. They've wanted to lose weight. They've wanted to do better at work. They've wanted to do better in their marriage. They've wanted to do better. And as long as they want, let's applaud them and thank God they want. But no, let's go further. Let's go on and run and not be weary. May the Holy Spirit minister to us and give us the ability to understand that it's so easy to have your own thought that's pretty close. Because the thought you hang on to is going to be pretty close. And the scripture that I read out of the Living Bible, it was pretty close. There's a little bit of truth in it, but it isn't the truth that the scripture had. The scripture that they in that moment were participating in said these people are victorious. These people are victorious. These people are victorious. They're doing what God's want. And it was a church. Not an individual, but a church. But the principle is for individuals too. But it was an entire church that was limited by the heaviness of their moment. Why? Because you can be right and still not have everything you need. And this church was in tune with God, but they didn't have all the workers that they could use. They didn't have perhaps all the finances that they could use. And so it was a time that it was hard on them, but they were still wonderfully God said, I've got nothing to complain about you about. I've got nothing to complain about you at all. Thank God when God has nothing to complain about us. And let's go back to that passage for just a moment, looking at the King James at this time. I know thy works. Behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. They have kept my word. We got to do what God wants. We got to do what God is asking. We got to obey the Lord. And this was a church, and there's other churches that are spoken of in this area of the Revelation. And there was some of them doing real bad, but God was saying, I got no complaints about you. I got no complaints about you. You're one church that I don't have any complaints about. You haven't done anything wrong. It hasn't been easy. You haven't been with all the blessings that you would like to have, but you haven't done anything wrong. I want God to bring us to the place where we can be known as a people who have done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Lord, take the wrong out of my mind. Lord, take the wrong out of my spirit. Lord, I still might be limited, but Lord, I don't have to be wrong. I want to get free from being wrong. I want to be able to know He has anointed me, and He's not mad at me about anything. Oh, hallelujah. To be able to have God say, I'm not mad at you at all. I see your heart so right. This is what God wants us to be. And there were other churches that were spoken of that were missing it a long ways. But this particular church, God said, I got nothing to complain about. I got nothing to complain about. I got nothing to complain about you about at all. I'm looking at you, and you're right in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. You're right. God, help me to be right. I need to be right, not just successful. It is so easy to have some gifts that are doing pretty well and realize, yeah, I got a little bit of trouble, but not much. Get rid of your trouble. Get rid of your trouble. Your trouble is what's drawing you toward God, and make up your mind, with God's help, I'm going to be set free from anything that God is concerned about. I want to be what God wants me to be. And it's so easy, as we read the first passage out of the Living Bible, that you have tried to obey. You have tried to obey. Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. But it's not what God is saying. It's what man is saying. It's what I'm saying. No, it's not that you tried to obey, but you've been able to obey. You've been able to obey. You've been able to obey. Stand with me in this service, and may the Holy Spirit minister to all of us and bring us to the place that we understand what I want to get out of God's word may not be what God is saying. I got to understand. I love that. You've tried to obey. You've tried to obey because I've always tried to some degree to obey. But that's not the question. Have you obeyed? 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 You can obey. He'll give you strength. You can obey. He'll anoint you with the Holy Spirit. You can obey. I love that passage. It had my name on it. Oh, yeah, I've tried. I've tried, but it's not easy. She gets on my nerves. It's not easy. There's things that happen that's not perfect. That's not the question. If you want to be a better husband, that's because God wants you to be a better husband. And don't look for an excuse. Look for a testimony. Don't look for an excuse. Look for a testimony. Don't look for an excuse. Look for a testimony. And if you need to lose weight, thank God you're going to lose it. If you are walking with the Lord, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. And hallelujah, there's victory. He'll give you strength so that you can run and not be weary. You can run and not be weary. I like those words because most of us can run, but we know it makes me weary. I can run, but I get weary. I can run, but I get weary. I can run, but I get weary. Listen, if God wants you to run, He also wants you to be able to not get weary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you're doing what's right, don't get weary. Praise Him and rejoice. And this message isn't what I bring to you, but it's what Jesus brought to me after I had my message and I went to bed and I was laying there and He said, get up. I want to reshape your message. 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 He can even reshape your message if you're serving the Lord.